This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Claire Cooper, the British actress who's part of AD, The Bible Continues, in a moment. But first, people who smoke marijuana may have false memories. Researchers looked at brain scans of pot users and found that the area of the brain associated with storing and retrieving memories is less active than those people who don't use the drug. British actress Claire Cooper is one of the stars of the very popular NBC series, AD, The Bible Continues.
Thank you for having me.
Now, tell us about your role on AD, The Bible Continues.
Okay, I play the rather hellish Herodias. She's more hellish than heroic, unfortunately. She's got a terrible reputation in history. But she's also, she's a queen. She's quite glamorous in the whole scheme of things. And she's very conniving and manipulative, and she's the wife of Herod Antipas, and he's also her uncle.
Oh, my goodness. So did you have to do a lot of research for this, or was it all in the script?
Obviously, you have the script, but I was quite fortunate because my friend's dad's a professor in Shakespeare and also the biblical studies, so I sort of knocked on his door and said, can you tell me a little bit more about the women in history and Herodias? But she does have a terrible reputation, and that's how she is depicted in the Bible and in history, if you sort of Google her.
If you Google her, that just sounds so funny.
I know. Well, it's in my accent.
And so was this a fun shoot for you? Where was this? In Morocco, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were in an amazing place in Morocco called Ouarzazate, and it's about 4.5 hours from Marrakesh. And it's literally the most incredible backdrop. It's beautiful, and you don't need to do anything to it because it's that epic, and it's huge. The skies are huge over there, and they have literally built a whole Jerusalem in the desert, and also the temples. It's huge. I've never been on a set so big in my life, and it's so beautiful as well.
I'm curious, though, where did you live? Where did you sleep at night?
Yeah, it's a good question. No, we slept in a hotel. We were very fortunate. But actually, there was a couple of other productions going on simultaneously, so we all sort of hung around the pool. We had dinner together. It was really nice because you'd know people from back home on other jobs. And, yeah, it was a really social gathering, actually. It was great. And actually, my fiancé, who is also in AD, he plays Saul, who turns into St. Paul, he actually joined the cast later. And I got to live my life with my fiancé over there as well.
Well, didn't you get engaged while you were working on this?
Yeah, so at Christmas time, I literally did not expect this, but he decided to pop the question in front of all his family, and obviously I said yes. But, so we're actually getting married in New York City on New Year's Eve, one of our favorite places in the world.
Oh, my goodness, Times Square will really be buzzing for you.
Well, we're not going to be that close to Times Square, but yeah, we love the place. We think it's awesome.
Are you kidding? If they know that you're going to be there, they'll put you on TV. You don't want that, though.
No way. No, this is going to be private. No, we'll keep it just to friends and family. But we're really excited because we just love the people over there and the food and just the atmosphere. It's really groovy.
All right. We're talking with Claire Cooper, who's one of the people in the cast of AD, The Bible Continues. Now, do you think that this series is going to continue beyond the ones you've shot already?
Oh, we hope so very much. We're having a great response. You know, we're number one scripted show in all the four big channels, and the feedback that we're getting over social media, just magazines and the way people are talking. I think people think it's some religious sort of show, but that's just one facet of it. You know, there's so much more about it, and it's really gripping, and it really does pick up pace this week. Now the foundations are laid, it really, really does pick up tempo, and you're going to see some really big characters in history stepping on. So it's really exciting now. Big battles and all sorts going to kick off.
Now, people know you a lot from all the different shows you've done on British TV, but for American audiences, is this really their introduction to you?
Me, personally, maybe a few other cast members, yeah. So, yeah, I checked my... So I'm really excited to be involved in an American show. You know, it's amazing to be overseas.
Well, and do you get reaction from the American audience directly to you?
I suppose over Twitter. It's great. Instagram and all those sorts of social media sites. Not so much necessarily when you're wandering around, but some British people recognize us when we're there, when we're over there. So that's quite nice.
The fact that you're playing such a heavy, if you will, such a nasty woman, does that give you extra acting latitude so that you can be even more broad in your portrayal?
Yeah, she is very different to me, I'd like to think. But she, as much as she has got this terrible reputation, you know, I can't play her just as this one woman with sort of one facet to her. She's, you know, she's got emotion, she's got compassion, she has got love, but she's also very selfish. So, you know, it's kind of... when you're creating a character, kind of you want them to be multifaceted. You don't want them to be just one dimension, as everyone depicted them to be. You know, you've got to give them a reason to act the way they did. So I know it's been fun for me to explore that, and you see more of that in later episodes, certainly.
All right, so now you've gotten exposure on an American TV series, but as close as you got to us was Morocco. So when you come to the States for your wedding on New Year's Eve, would you like to stay and do an American TV series here?
Oh, yeah, I think we'd love to. Yeah, both of us. It's such a great country, and we think, you know, the people are amazing over there, and the shows that are produced are awesome, obviously, because, you know, NBC are producing AD, and it's fab, but, you know, we just think it's such a great place.
Well, thank you so much, Claire Cooper. We'll look for you on the new episode of AD, The Bible Continues this Sunday.
Yeah, enjoy.
With actress Claire Cooper, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
American Biker Minute. Gross overcharging, bed bugs, and now motel room surgery. What's the odds when your bike is parked for the night you'll find a bone saw inside the shower? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Forget all about bed bugs. Consider your next rented crash bin may have previously been used for surgery by a dude with a gallon-sized syringe and a packet of crazy glue. He claimed to be a doctor or the optometrist who does quickie portable lasing. Still, if the biker's motel room was previously used to perform an autopsy, one could forget all about falling plaster, room roaches, sticky carpet, hidden cameras. Dude, where is my sleeping bag? Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about a cheap trick that will stop criminal behavior in its tracks? Here's the science and human behavior of it. The next time you visit a train station, sporting event, or anywhere people congregate, you might see a sign that says, "Look out for pickpockets." Sounds like a nice public service announcement, but you know what? The police didn't put up the sign. The pickpocket thieves did. Why? To trick you with a knee-jerk reflex. When you see a sign which says, "Look out for pickpockets," you instinctively grab your wallet. The pickpocket is watching, and now they know where your cash is stashed.
You've been hit by, you've been struck.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Thieves know human behavior. Leave your valuables at home. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.